here.
It takes a lot of spiritual power to learn how to do nothing. You are innocent. You are loving. You are lovable and you're not alone. You with your brothers and sisters now. We'll take a little break from the cosmic drama. So just take a break now.
Remind me of eternity.
something like that. Thank you. I love to listen to them. Okay. We're going to be on page 30 in the text, and basically, what's the main rule? We don't have to
believe it.
Okay? I'm going to start off with paragraph 7. It says, the first corrective step in undoing the error is to know first that the conflict is an expression of fear. Say to yourself that you must have somehow have chosen not to love, or the fear couldn't have arisen. You must somehow have chosen not to love, or the fear could not have arisen. Then the whole process of correction becomes nothing more than a series of pragmatic steps in the larger process of accepting the atonement as the remedy. These steps may be summarized in this way. Know first that this is fear. Fear arises from lack of love. The only remedy for lack of love is perfect love. Perfect love is the remedy. Perfect love is the atonement. Okay, so wherever you feel in conflict in your life right now, what you are experiencing is an expression of fear. So you should be saying, if I have conflict about my job, I have an expression of fear about my job. If I have conflict about my relationship, I have an expression of fear about my relationship. If I have conflict about my finances, I am experiencing an expression of fear. Think about it for a minute. You are experiencing an expression of fear. Whenever you're in conflict, you are experiencing an expression of your fear. Whenever you're in conflict, you are experiencing an expression of your fear. Whenever you're in conflict, you are experiencing an expression of your fear. So you say to yourself, as soon as you feel in conflict, which is an expression of your fear, as soon as I'm feeling conflict, which is an expression of my fear, I say to myself, I must have somehow chosen not to love. I must have somehow chosen not to love. I must be choosing not to love. If I'm in conflict, I'm choosing not to love. If I'm in fear, I'm choosing not to love. So whenever you feel pain, pain is nothing but an expression of the love for yourself that you are withholding from yourself. Pain is an expression of withholding love from yourself. So if you're feeling any kind of pain right now, you're withholding. And then you feel conflict, and the conflict is an expression of fear. And so therefore, all fear and conflict has absolutely nothing to do with anything that's happening in your personal life. It's an expression of fear that's coming from you choosing not to love yourself. And since you're choosing not to love yourself, you express that through creating conflict in your personal life. So all of the conflict in your personal life, wherever you experience conflict in your personal life, is coming from you withholding love from yourself. When you withhold love from yourself, you feel conflict. The conflict then is expressed through that relationship that's driving you crazy, the bill you can't pay, the job you hate, if that's what's happening in any part of your life. Because the purpose of this class is to give us another way to look at the things we want to see differently. So, I don't know about you, but I withhold love from myself. And when I do that, I create fear for myself and conflict for myself. And this fear and conflict takes the form of shitty relationships. Boring. Boredom. Anger. Depression. Scared to be in a relationship. Driving a car you hate. Looking at a body that you can't stand to look at. Afraid to enter a relationship. It's all an expression of withholding love from yourself. Okay? Then it says the whole process of correction becomes nothing more than a series of pragmatic steps. So if I want to get out of my conflict, I take a series of pragmatic steps and a larger process of accepting the truth as a remedy. So we take pragmatic steps toward accepting the truth as a remedy. So that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to take pragmatic steps toward accepting the truth, which is the atonement, as the remedy. It goes something like this. Know first that this is fear. So wherever the area of your life that you're feeling anything less than joy, I like those who feel like doing something symbolic to show that they really want to change, to say out loud after me, think about the situation, know that this is fear. That situation that you're concerned about, or that you may be pretending you're not concerned about because you're in a spiritual class, and in a spiritual class people pretend that they don't feel what they really feel until after they leave, and then it comes back. So if I said think of a problem in the mind and go, oh, I don't have no problem, everything is great. I said, you have no problems. Yes, I do. You don't know what's going on. You just say, whatever you hear, your ego wants to respond the opposite way. So all you have to do is say, know first that this is fear. Okay, whatever that thing is, say to yourself, know first that this is fear. Together, know first that this is fear. It says, know first that this is fear. I know you think it's your backache. Know first that this is fear. I know you think it's something that somebody did to you. Know first that this is fear. Then step two is to remind yourself that fear arises from a lack of love. So I'm in, know first that this is fear, and my fear is coming from a lack of love. I'm afraid, and it's coming from a lack of love. I'm afraid, I'm in conflict right now, and it's coming from a lack of love. So the second part of it is, fear arises from lack of love. Let's say that. Fear arises from lack of love. The only remedy for lack of love is perfect love. And the Course defines perfect as complete. So the only remedy for lack of love is complete love. The only remedy for a lack of love is complete love. The Course says love is freedom. So the only remedy for a lack of freedom is complete freedom. It's the only remedy for a lack of abundance is abundance. The only remedy for a lack of love is love. The only remedy for a lack of peace is peace. Okay, so that is complete peace. Then, so let's say that third one. The only remedy for lack of love is perfect love. The only remedy for lack of love is perfect love. The only remedy for lack of love is perfect love. The only remedy for lack of love is perfect love. The only remedy for lack of love is perfect love. The only remedy for lack of love is perfect love. The only remedy for lack of love is perfect love. Yes, but the only remedy for lack of love is perfect love. But suppose they're a master. The only remedy for lack of love is perfect love. Suppose they want to kick their ass. The only remedy for lack of love is perfect love. Complete love is perfect love is complete love. The Course says perfect means complete. Perfect means complete. When I say you're perfect, I'm saying you're complete. I'm saying there's nothing missing in you. That's what perfect means. It doesn't mean some state beyond which there's no further expression of yourself or change or greatness. It just means they're not going to do a recall on you. None of your parts are missing. You just don't love yourself if you're in fear or conflict right now. Okay. Then it says, perfect love is the atonement. Perfect love is the atonement. Perfect love is the atonement. The Course says the atonement means remedy. It means the undoing of fear. It means the correction of error. So the atonement is the correction of error, the undoing of fear and innocence. And the Course says, perfect love is the remedy. That's the atonement, the remedy. Complete love is the remedy.
Complete love is surrender. 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 Complete love for you is surrender. Complete love for you is serenity. Complete love for you by you is serenity. Complete love is serenity. Complete love for you is serenity. Complete love for you. You for you is the remedy. Complete love for you is the remedy. The remedy is complete love for you. Whatever the conflict is, whatever the fear is, whatever you're going through right now, complete love for you, by you, is the remedy. Complete love for you, by you. I know you think it's that other thing you think it is, but it ain't. You know what I'm talking about, too. You know exactly what I'm talking about. It's complete love for you, is the remedy. Complete freedom for you is the remedy. That's what love is. Complete freedom for you. Whatever the expression of fear, whatever the expression of conflict, perfect love is the remedy. Perfect love is the remedy. Complete love for you by you. That's the remedy. That's it. That's right. Complete love for you is the remedy. I would like to invite you to stop trying to figure out the course. I would invite you to stop trying to give your meaning to what the course says. Because what happens when you do that is that you have a biased opinion of what you're reading, and you're going to slant your interpretation to whatever your agenda is.
Yeah.
So your interpretation is just going to fit whatever it is, the agenda that you are trying to get across. You know what I'm saying? So what you do with the course is you recognize that as the course explains it, as you read it, it explains itself and it means what it says just the way it says. It doesn't need interpretation. Like we said, perfect love is the remedy. Loving yourself is the remedy. I don't care what you think is going on right now. We might walk out of the door and go back out here and try to handle it just the way we always have. That's fine. We've done it a zillion times. You can do it. He says you can do this endlessly if you like. That's the meaning of eternity. You just never run out of time to do it wrong if you want to. But the truth is, it's easier than what we're making it to be. So perfect love is the remedy. My job is not to define that, but to remind her of that, and she reminds me of that. That's it. That's it. Perfect love is the remedy. Perfect love for you, by you, is the remedy. Perfect love is the remedy. Perfect love is the remedy. Perfect love is the remedy to whatever you think you're going through right now. It's loving yourself is the remedy, because whatever's happening in your physical body and your physical circumstances, that's a reflection of what you really believe about yourself, as opposed to what you're telling yourself you believe about yourself. That's how you keep from fooling yourself. Because you can tell yourself anything, but your physical reality is the expression of what you believe. So your thoughts are never a mystery. Your life, those are your thoughts manifest. Mm-hmm. And so your thoughts manifested this. Your thoughts manifested this unusual black dude standing up here, walking around, looking at you and asking. You never thought that was going to happen. Think about it. When you was doing all your visualizing about what you didn't see me. You know, because love will always come to you in a form that you didn't imagine it was going to come in. That's what makes it love. It is not your script. It's your script that always produced the fear. So of course, your happiness is going to come in a form you didn't think of. And as a matter of fact, just eliminate the forms you're thinking of. Because that's just another way you're trying to come up with to deceive yourself one more time.
Yeah.
That's called a plan. Love for yourself. That's the answer. Complete love for yourself. That's the answer. Complete love for yourself is the answer. See, I want to get it so much I come around looking to my own eyes and tell myself the truth. Because that's who you are.
Uh-huh.
You're me. All right. Any questions about paragraph 7? I think we did paragraph 7. Then we go through paragraph, then we do a job on paragraph 7. But I tell you, I love to answer questions. Here's the good news. The good news is you don't have to try to put love in you.
You don't have to try to put love in you. You don't have to. I want you to resign from trying to be more loving. I'd like to ask all of you to please stop trying to be loving. Please do everybody you know a favor and stop trying to love them. Just know if you're going through fear and conflict with them that you're just experiencing some fear, and that conflict that you're going through in terms of how you relate to them is based on the fact that you're not loving yourself enough. And the way that you do that is remove the blocks in your mind, in your heart, to the awareness of the love that's already there.
Yeah.
You know, I got black skin under this shirt, right? So I don't have to worry about going black skin be there. Black skin be there. Okay. But what's keeping me from seeing it? My shirt. So what I really need to do is remove the block to my black skin being shown. You are love. Your thought system and your belief system and your past experiences and what you've taught yourself and what you've learned about yourself, that's the shirt that's covering up the love that you are. When you get those erroneous concepts out of the way that you learned from the world from the day you were born, then the love that you are will have its expression, just like fear was having its expression. Like fear's expression was the conflict that you're having. Love's expression would be total fulfillment. You're just trying to get out of the way. You're just trying to get out of the way. Hello, you're just trying to get out of the way. Don't teach yourself anymore. Don't teach yourself anymore. Just let yourself teach you. Let yourself teach you. Stop trying to teach yourself. Let yourself teach you, Earl. Let yourself teach you, Earl. Let yourself teach you. Let yourself teach you. Stop trying to teach yourself. You don't even know yourself. So the next paragraph says, I have emphasized that the miracle or the expression of the atonement is a sign of respect from the worthy to the worthy. The recognition of this worth is reestablished by the remedy, the atonement, which is what? Perfect love. So you could, everywhere you see atonement, you could say perfect love. I have recognized that the miracle of the expression of perfect love is always a sign of respect from the worthy to the worthy. The recognition of this worth is reestablished by the perfect love. It's obvious then that when you are afraid, you have placed yourself in a position where you need complete love. When you are afraid, you have placed yourself in a position where you need complete freedom. When you are afraid, you have placed yourself in a position in which you need complete freedom. When you are afraid, you have placed yourself in a position in which you need complete freedom. When you are in conflict, you have placed yourself in a situation where you need complete love. You have done something loveless. You made a choice without love. So when you choose something that you don't love, it makes you afraid and gives you conflict. When you choose something you don't love, a loveless choice produces fear. A loveless choice produces fear. Fear comes from not loving the choices you are making during the day. Fear is coming from not loving the choices that you're making all day. An unhappy person is a person who is not making choices that they love. So when you see an unhappy person, you're just looking at a person that has the power of choice, just like everybody else does, but they're using their power of choice to choose to do things that they don't love to do. And this produces fear and conflict, which takes the form of some limiting circumstance or fearful circumstance that they're in that they're trying to deal with. It all started with making a loveless choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you say, I made a loveless choice, or when I say that to myself,
yes,
then my mind starts going back, trying to figure out where I made the loveless choice.
Oh, okay, you want to know what to do about that?
What?
Don't.
I don't have to know.
Just don't, yeah, who cares? That's the trick. That's the trick. That's the trick. Because, see, when you look back on the past and try to figure out what something meant, you're going to be wrong because you didn't have a goal in which to set that whole situation up to begin with. He's like, I'm looking back from where I am now, but I made the decision from where I was then. See, you have to understand, everybody, every part of you from your past that you're trying to forgive doesn't exist. I mean, everybody said, well, you know, the past is gone. I want you to get it. The past, the new course is gone means over. Okay, it's over. It's over. The you that was 5 years old is over. The you that did that when you were 33 that you're still carrying around in your mind is over. You're holding on what time took away. You're holding on to what time took away. You're holding on to what time took away and forcing yourself to relive something that's not even happening anymore. You're using right now to constantly relive things that are not happening anymore and losing your power in the present because you're living in the past and the future. So you're losing your power of the present because you're focused on what's going to happen tonight and what's going to happen next year and what's going to happen in November and what's going to happen tomorrow. The course says you're focusing on the gone and the not yet, the gone and the not yet, the gone and the not yet. I love you in the gone. I love you in the over. I did that in the gone. I'm guilty about what I did in the over. Okay. But what's going to happen in the not yet? But I'm afraid something's going to happen in the not yet. I'm afraid this is going to happen not yet. So I'm focused on either the not yet or the gone. The not yet or the gone. The not yet or the gone. And I'm losing the fact that the power of is in the present moment because I'm using this present moment to think about the past or think about the future. When am I doing it? Now. I'm using now to think about the past and think about the future. I'm using now to think about the past and think about the future. So I'm taking my now moment, taking my past and throwing it into my future and reliving again. I think about my past, throw it into my future, and then relive it again. You're thinking about your past, you project it into your future, then you relive it again. But you're using the present moment to interpret your present moment in past terms and creating a future just like it. That's where it comes from. Is that clear about that? Now, we may still have the habit of doing that. It still doesn't change the fact that it doesn't work. Okay. Now, the ego will become weary at this. Like what I'm saying will make your ego very weary because I'm defeating the part of you that wants to put you through hell because of something you've done in the past and it believes that you need to be punished for it. And so your unhappiness is you punishing yourself. So when someone tells you you've been pardoned and you sentenced yourself to 10 years, it's hard for you to hear it. If you got 3 more years on your sentence, you're going to wait 3 years before you hear it's okay for you to feel okay again. So you receive the answer now. It's like a time release pill. And so if you're not really ready to accept your joy tonight, you're going to come up with a reason why you can't practice this right now because you sentenced yourself to a longer period of pain than what I'm trying to free you from. So that takes the form of not hearing it or not wanting to do it because I want to get my punishment that will free me from the past. Because I think that I need to be punished at some level, and so I'm not ready to accept that. My past is gone. My future is not yet. I'm only going through this problem in the first place because I'm not loving myself, and I keep making choices that's not coming from my heart and coming from security. So people who live for security are under fear, strain, and conflict.
Yeah.
Aren't we?
Yes. Yeah.
Aren't we? Okay. So what, there's nothing from the reason for us to be against because all of us just alike. I mean, I don't care if you tell me you're really a nice person. I know you're not. I know everybody in here got a shadow side. Everybody in here is like the lunatic, the insane one, the hateful one, the depressed one, the negative one, the one that wants it its way no matter what, and is trying to manipulate everything and everybody to get it the way that it wants. I know each one of y'all got him in here because he's in me. Because in me is in you. So all I have to do is acknowledge that and I'll never have to see that part of you. There's absolutely no reason for me to see it. And I haven't seen that part of you because I know it's there. And I know it's not your real self. I know it's an accumulation of lacks of love and choices that were made without love. That's who that being is. But it's not you. Not you. Okay, it's your Frankenstein monster.
Yeah.
It's the one you built, just like Frankenstein. Made that, put that body together and tried to make it live. That's our ego. We make Frankensteins. And then we do the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde thing. You know that. You know, and the people we love the most, they usually live with Mr. Hyde. They see the shadow. They see your dark side. That's the price they pay for being the special one. I'm going to pass that this around for me, please. Please sign my email list. Okay. Okay. What if you're in a situation that you're not happy in right now, what kind of choice did you make? A loveless choice. Would anybody here be willing to, in the form of raising their hand, admit that they have made some loveless choices today?
Woo!
At some time during today, you've made a loveless choice or two. Okay, look around the room. Okay. All right. So much about you can't feel guilty when you don't feel alone. Always remember that. As soon as you not the only one, you go, okay. No problem. Okay. So now we know where the conflict comes from. Now we know where the fear comes from. So if I was to ask you what you're upset about, what would you say back to me if you really heard what Spirit just told us? If I told you, you tell me you had a really hard conflict and fearful day, and I ask you, what is it that caused you to have that day? What would you answer now instead of saying, my boss didn't give me a raise? What would you say?
I wasn't loving myself.
I wasn't loving myself. I wasn't loving myself today, and it took the form of it looking like I didn't get that raise I wanted. See, that's, you always tell yourself the truth first, and then tell yourself the lie you're going to make up to try to fool yourself. But tell yourself the truth first, then tell yourself the lie. Tell yourself the truth first, then go ahead and tell yourself the same old lie that you've always been telling yourself and I've always been telling myself. The same old lie that is something out there that's making me mad. But before I do that, I got to admit that what happened today is I made some loveless choices, and those loveless choices took the form of me going through some conflict and fears and expression of that loveless choice. What I want to do is give myself perfect love, because that's the remedy. That's the atonement, to give myself complete innocence and complete freedom. Perfect love is freedom. Perfect love is innocence. Because if it's the guilt and fear that's causing your problems, obviously it's recognizing your innocence that's going to be the solution. If the guilt is what's causing the problem and fear is what's causing the problem, then peace is the solution and knowing your innocence is the solution. So if you want all your problems solved in your perception, every single problem you think you got solved in your perception, all you have to do is learn how to let go of any thoughts of guilt and fear and accept more of your innocence, and you're willing to hear about your innocence, and you're willing to let somebody tell you and remind you that you're innocent. Yeah, you make mistakes. You make mistakes. I 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 make mistakes. But you are still innocent. You are still innocent. You are innocent. You are not sinful. There is no such thing as sin. Hang on! Y'all see that light and moat? Woo! I know a lot of people are scared to even say that, let alone think it. Especially if you came from a real, you know, conservative religious background. I just said the holy, I just broke the holy grail in. That's why you're not going to see me on TV soon. Because I'll be too busy having fun.
There you go.
I'll tell you. Once I got that the only person who needed to accept the truth was me, the spiritual path got so much easier for me. But once I got it, didn't have anything to do with trying to convince my friends, my relatives, or anybody I knew to believe what I believe, and I could just accept it for myself and practice for myself, that's when the whole path got easy. Because I realized that all my conflict came from trying to either change somebody else or convince somebody else about what it was I believed, and that was weakening my own belief in it, because when somebody doesn't share your idea, it weakens it in your eyesight and it weakens it in theirs too. So while you argue with somebody, the only thing the Course says is happening is that both of you are weakening your belief systems. Both of you. So as soon as you're in one of those conversations where you're trying to convince somebody, or somebody's trying to convince you, and you're trying to get them to see your way, and they're trying to get you to see what, you're both weakening your belief in whatever it is you're talking about. That's all you're doing. And the ego says, no, I'm defending my particular thought. You know, it's like anything that's defended will be attacked. Okay, so, any thoughts about that? Hey, I want to get some feedback. What y'all think about some of this stuff that you've been hearing tonight? One thing I heard tonight that was really, I'm really having to deal with is...
The one thing I heard tonight that I'm really having to deal with is it applies to everything. You can't say, well, except for this thing that happened over here, what you said is true.
Mm-hmm.
It has to apply everywhere.
Yeah. The no exception rule. It's a very important rule in the truth. Anybody else hear something that got them thinking, Doug?
I clearly don't love myself enough, and it manifests itself every day.
Thank you. Thank you. And so I want to represent to you the love that you're not giving yourself. I'll never let you forget that you're loved. Because it's just a matter of remembering it. If you got amnesia, but you got a lot of talents, as soon as you lose your amnesia, you remember all your talents. You don't have to go to school at that point. You just start expressing them. So if I help you remember that you're a complete love, then you'll start expressing nothing but that in your life, and then things will start to, in your perception, seem more and more happier for you. That's because I won't let you forget that you're innocent. That's it. I'm sure about that. So if I ever want to attack you for any reason, I know that's not the right thing to do, because that's not my goal. And that's as far as I need to go. You know? I realize that none of this stuff is going to become real until I start living it and not just discussing it. And so I think God is so cool, because see, God didn't get me to the point that I was ready to live this until I was surrounded by cool people like you. Think about it. It's not like when I made this realization I got the most horrible surroundings in the world. No, it's just the opposite. At the point that I'm really ready to live it, I'm around people that it's easy to be it with. I used to have to do with people I didn't really like, trying to make myself like them. Oh, I'm so glad I'm off that path. I thought my spiritual path was, I don't like my uncle, so when I like my uncle, then I'll be, and I spent all my time trying to like the uncle I didn't like. You know, I just thought, oh, so glad I'm off of that track. That's why I said, stop trying to be loving. Please. It's not like a person's not going to receive love if you don't give it to them. All right, I promise you, somebody will give them what you don't give them so fast it'll make your head swim. Don't worry about it. If you don't want to love me, that's okay. There are plenty of people that will. And you will too, eventually, because you realize I am you. As soon as you realize we're one, you're going to give up the love. So I don't have to worry about whether I'm going to be loved in the future. I know each one of us are going to wake up to who we really are. So I know you're going to either love me today or love me tomorrow. Just we'll do it today.
Yeah.
You don't love me. We're going to love each other anyway. That's the only place we're going. Because if I'm you and you're me, I have to be crazy not to.
Yeah.
Now God is so cool that Spirit has given us a reason to love ourselves by giving us such cool experiences, if we will allow it, that would be easy for us to see that we're loved. Just get out of the way. What do you mean, get out of the way? Well, stop not loving yourself. What do you mean by not loving yourself? Stop not appreciating yourself. Love is appreciation. Stop not appreciating you. But don't worry about it. If you forget to appreciate you, I will.
You will.
Yeah. I'll appreciate you even when you don't appreciate yourself.
Thank you.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't need the expression of my fear taking the form of me being in the bed looking up there and see a mountain lion in my bedroom that snatches my dog then runs out with my dog. That happened to a lady just the other day up there outside the building. I'm like, see, that's an expression of fear. But I bet you she didn't know that. You see what I'm saying? The way that the things that keep us in pain keep going is we don't recognize that we have anything to do with creating it through our fear.
So that means that when that happened, if she didn't have fear?
What I'm saying is that one thing we know is that if she was completely perceiving from a place of love and awareness, whatever would have happened, she would have felt peace. But some people, you're not supposed to feel peace if your dog gets snatched. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty cold blooded, you know, your dog gets snatched. Well, I feel peace about that. But the truth is, one day you will feel peace about it. And you'll have your feelings about your dog. You'll do both of them. I love this path. It's so cool. So just recognize wherever you're going through any kind of pain in any area of your life right now, it's coming from making choices that you don't really want to do, and you're behaving as you think you should without really wanting to in that area, and you're withholding love from yourself in that area, and that's the area that you're going through conflict in. The only remedy for lack of love is complete love. So complete love is the remedy. And that's the same as saying complete peace, complete freedom, complete correct perception. So the Course says, the need for the remedy inspired its establishment. So as soon as you need something, then you are going to establish it for yourself. That's the way this universal law is set up, is that whenever you have any kind of need for a remedy, if you, through your inspiration coming from the need for the remedy will be established from the inspiration that you feel from admitting you have the need. Pretending you don't have the need does not create the inspiration that creates the solution or the atonement or the answer to the problem. The solution to the problem comes from the inspiration of the need. So if you're sitting around and let's say you're pretending you don't have a need because you think need is a negative thing, so you won't admit you have a need for love or a need for compassion or a need for a relationship or a need for a partner or a need for God or a need for a hug, or if you don't admit your needs, you do not create the inspiration that establishes the fulfillment of the need. I need you. I need God. I need love. I need joining. I need peace. I need relationship. I need relationship with you. I need you. And it requires nothing of you but you to be your authentic self. Let me see who you are beyond your role, your script, and your beliefs about yourself that you got from the world. Let me see you and not the program. I need you. And so by me admitting that, I feel inspired. And so I know the solution is going to be established. Think about it. Do you try to pretend you don't have needs? Do you see needs as a negative thing? Then you're already doing just the opposite of what I'm saying. So I'd like to ask you, how is it working for you? How is pretending that having a need is the problem? The problem is I think I have needs. The problem is I forget that all of my needs can be met. And all of my needs can be met so completely, over and over and over again, until I don't believe I have any needs anymore because I know they're going to always be met. So the way you get beyond needs is to admit your need, have your need met, and then see it met again and again and again until you get to the point you don't even worry about your needs because you know your needs are going to be taken care of, and that's how you get beyond needs. Okay. That's the real way. That's the real way. Now, that's the real way. The real way. The real way is to be honest with yourself about what you think you need tonight. And then surround yourself, which is going to happen naturally, with people who naturally meet those needs. And they meet those needs by being who they are, because who they naturally are is exactly what you need. So they're not sacrificing, and being with you is a loving choice, because being with you is somebody they can express who they really are with. So therefore, you're going to experience your needs being met through people who would love to meet them just by being who they are. So nobody's in any position where anybody's doing what they don't really want to do. And so all needs are met, love is expressed, and then you're going to a life of love and joy and bliss and prosperity, even here.
Wow.
Okay. These are answers, right? Yeah. These are answers. So what I need to do? I need to remember it. See, I need to remember. So let go out there. It's so easy to forget and go right back into this is being caused by this thing out here that I wish would change. This is being caused by this person out here I wish would change. This is being caused by this circumstance out here I wish would change. This is being caused by this person I wish would change. If I just had this, I'd be happy. If this was different, I'd be happy. If they just did it different, if it was different, if I was different, I'd be happy. If everything was different, I'd be happy. If something outside of myself changed, I'd be happy. If I could just go to another city, I'd be happy. See, that's going to be the temptation when we walk out of the door, is to switch right back into the lack of love mind. And that's the form the lack of love mind takes, because it would have to take you hating yourself to look for the solution where it's not located. Because nobody who loves themselves would constantly send themselves on journeys that are futile over and over and over again in different forms. So the way the lack of love works is that you always seek and don't find. That's how you always tell when the person is operating from lack of love or self. They're always seeking, and they get really close, and it looks like they're going to have it, and it's really close, and it was just a little bit closer. That's the lack of love. So how do I get out of that? Slowly and surely, I start to make choices that are coming from my heart and not from my sense of security and fear. I surround myself and remind myself that I have needs. And I'm willing to admit I think I have this need. I invest in the people who appreciate me and tell me wonderful, beautiful things about me. Those are the ones that I give my attention to, so that when I forget, they'll also remind me that I am truly loved and I deserve to be loved, even when I sometimes forget through my lack of love and go into my guilt and fear and conflict. I do not need to be in relationships with people who join in the suffering with me. I need somebody when I'm crazy in my fear and conflict and sense of separation, that they're reminding me, you're the innocent child of God himself. You are loved. You deserve to be happy. You are loving and lovable, and you deserve to be happy. I know you're going through this right now, but you really do deserve to be. I know you're feeling guilty. Maybe that was an error. There's another way to look at it. Look inside and see if there's another way to look at it. I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. I know that you're going to be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release, because I recognize we will be released together. And you are as God created you, and you are entitled to miracles. That's what in some form or another, that's what you want to hear coming back. That's the truth. You all kind of took up in that way. You did that before. You know, you deserve that. That's not just the voice of your Savior. And that voice within your own mind is not the voice of your Savior. Because you keep the voice going 24 hours a day, where at least the other people, there's a little hourly break or something. You know what I'm saying? The people who upset you, you don't usually see them 24 hours a day. But your own ego and your own mind will tell you something to make you feel upset all the time. So all you have to do is realize, oh, I'm hearing my call for love again. 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 You're not enough. Things aren't going to go right. You know you got this to be afraid of. Yeah, you're having a good time right now, but you know it's going to happen. Oh, I'm phony. I really feel good, but you know you don't. I really feel happy, but you know you don't. I really love everybody, but you know you don't. That voice is not sincere. The voice that pretends that you're where you're not right now. So see that voice as, that's the voice of the lack of love. The remedy is perfect love. This is fear. Fear comes from a lack of love. The only remedy for that is perfect love. So I'm going to make a choice right now, some kind of choice that's what I really want to do. I don't care if it be the simplest choice or what would I like to see on TV tonight. I'm going to make some choice that's something that I just would love to do. So I can allow myself to start making loveless choices, even at a minor level. You might not need to work up to, I'm going to walk off that job that I don't feel good about, you know, but you might be at the point that you could go, I know what, I'm not going to eat at that restaurant anymore. I like this one. Start making just the smallest choices from your heart, from your joy. No more loveless choices. And then watch it transform. So you owe it to everybody in here to let yourself be happy. You owe it to everybody in here to let yourself be appreciated. You owe it to everybody in here to have a great life and enjoy your life and to do what you really want to do. I want all of you to do what you really would love to do. And don't worry about somebody being hurt by that. There is no way anyone can ever truly be hurt by you being loving to yourself and you being authentic to yourself. Now, there are those who might need you to play the role you used to play. And so, therefore, they try to guilt trip you back into the old way you used to be to satisfy that illusionary need. But if you don't give in to it, they'll just find someone else or attract someone else to handle that need. There are going to be some people who are going to say, you know what? I'm in the same place you are. I want to go with you on this journey because I'm trying to learn the same thing about my illnesses. Hey, come on. This could be people you know. They go, okay, let's go together. You know, you're not going to go on from here alone. Then there are going to be others that you're going to have to say, you know what? I'm going to choose out of this relationship. They're innocent. I'm innocent. But this is not helpful to me, and I'm going to choose out of this relationship. And then watch the gates of heaven. Just watch the cool stuff that starts to happen to you. It's going to trip you out. It's going to blow your mind if you don't think about it.
Ralph,
yes.
Is there a need to say that to them directly, or can you just say it to them by yourself, or just...
If you really want to have it easy, say it to their higher self. Use as few words as possible. And let spirit choose your words when you do. But as much as possible, you just start. You know why you want to think it instead of saying it? Because it, number one is you don't have to deal with their ego. So you have to deal with the opposition to their personality self to what you're saying. The other thing is that we really are one and our minds are joined. I'm really convincing myself that my mind is joined with yours by not even believing I have to talk to you to get a message to you. So I'm also increasing my ability and my ability to express my telepathic potential, since we're all one mind anyway. So every time I think there is a you to even tell, that means I'm asleep. So actually, if I'm really conscious, I'm just thinking it, but not kind of thinking into being. I am simply remembering. It's a divine memory, and I can remember for both of us.
Yeah. What about saying it to the higher self that not loving in them, but opening up to the parts that are loving in them?
Absolutely.
It's like separating only the parts that are unloving.
Yes.
So you don't get trapped into that conversation of conflict, so that you can open yourself up to the other parts that are loving.
The main thing to keep in mind is that the more aware you become, it becomes child's play to see the game that the ego is trying to run down on you. Contrary to popular belief, it's harder for people to take advantage of a loving person because they can't take advantage of a loving person. You know, once you begin to wake up, the ego of a person, the manipulative aspect of yourself in that person, it's so obvious to you. It's like looking at this sheet. And then you get a chance to choose whether or not you want to play, whether you want to dance or not. But it's not like you don't realize what's going on. You are already experiencing that. You all are looking at situations, know beforehand that you shouldn't get into it and do it. You know you are. You know right now, you are aware enough that 99% of the things you do that make you unhappy, you know exactly that you could choose something else. But you go, but why am I going ahead and doing it anyway? Well, he just explained to us what? It's a lack of love. It's me making loveless choices. for myself. And if I do that and I make it a habit of doing that, then I build a whole life and a whole identity around this fearful identity. And so when it's time for me to let go of it, just like anything else that I've made, it's harder for me to let go of my own creations. This is my baby. It might be a Frankenstein, but this is my baby. And I don't want to let my baby go. That baby is me. And so the truth is saying, no, that baby isn't you. But what you can do is let that baby be a call for God, a call for love. You can let that baby draw everything to you that you desire to have just by seeing it for what it is, a reflection of your lack of love, which is a call for love. Because when you recognize that there's a part of you that has a need for love for real, well, what did we say earlier? That inspires the establishment of the remedy. And then the solution will start to come in your life, but it will come in a very natural way that seems normal to your personality identity. And all of a sudden, you start to see solutions in situations that you've never thought were there. And that's the way it works.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening to me. Thank you for reminding me of your name. I'm telling you. So I do love to feel, especially if you're honest with yourself about what it is that you say in your need, and then you realize that you've judged your needs.
Oh yeah.
That you see some of your needs as acceptable and some of your needs as something that is shameful. And so you got to let go of these ideas about good or bad about your needs. Because now you know you have only one.
Love.
So that's love. And anything you think you need is just what you think is going to be a means for you to receive that love. So don't condemn yourself for your needs. If you think you need a relationship, tell the universe. If you think you need a connection with your source, tell your source. Whatever it is, don't make a hierarchy of needs. Don't go, this is okay needs. It's not okay to ask for money. But I just should ask for God. No, you want to let go of the guilt and feel so innocent that whatever you think your need is, on whatever level you think you have it, you'll feel innocent about asking for that need to be met. If you can't do that, that's your way of knowing that you're judging your needs and you're making yourself think that some of your needs are bad and guilty. So if you find yourself, oh, I can't admit I need that, that's the very thing you need to admit that you need. That's the first to go to the top of your list so you can have that need met. It's the hidden needs that don't get met. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me give you an example.
I need a hug. Would somebody give me a hug? See, I didn't keep it hidden. It inspired me. And look what happened. It was immediately met. But if I had not asked, it wouldn't have been met. Very little, it's not complex. Just go to the middle of a party or the middle of a club and shout out, I need somebody to go home with me tonight. See what happened. See if he was asking from love or asking from fear. You'll know the next morning. All right, so let's take a couple of minutes to land this plane, okay? And I'm going to do a quick little review of the four steps. Thank you.
only remedy for lack of love is perfect love. The only remedy for lack of love is perfect love. The only remedy for lack of love is perfect love. The only remedy for lack of love is perfect love. So stop making loveless choices. Don't forget the last step is remember that perfect love is the remedy.
Thank you so much. I can't put it in words. I wish I could say, Bill. Oh, what a groupie all the world for me.